Step in if you think there are lots of positive images of people who look like you on television and in the movie.
We are driving on our way to Troy for our Be the Media project, and everything is cool and breezy. We have a full car, three Latinas in the back seat. How do you feel about what's going on right now?
Well, we're running late. It's very difficult to corral a bunch of teenagers and get them all in one place at the same time. And I think I might be more excited than anybody, and this isn't even for me. So that there might be kind of a problem with that, but we'll figure it out.
Maybe because it's too early and I woke everybody up mad early.
I'm Nadia Hampton. I am at the Sanctuary Independent something.
We're making a movie about bullying.
So what happens in the movie?
Basically, we have just like a bully who's played by me, and I like bully some kids, and then like there's another scene, and then at the end we kind of like talk about how we should stop bullying or whatever like that. It's pretty simple.
My name is Majestic. I'm from Youth FX.
I'm Aiden, also from Youth FX.
Why did I come here today? Good question. I got two reasons. One, you know, I wanted to try new things, and two, I got dragged here.
That's kind of the same for me.
Creating a forum where people of middle school, high school, or even, you know, younger or older people can come together and just talk about issues, things that they're worried about, try to understand something maybe they didn't know about before, or go into a new topic, is such a powerful thing because there's, you know, in some areas there's more locations where people are able to do that, in other locations there's fewer. And the more we can enable the people who are of a young age, we can show them that they are leaders, they have the power, they have the voice, and that one day the world that they're taking over will be in their hands. It helps them put the control of this planet, essentially, in their hands, and showing them that, yes, there are people staying behind them, willing to help them, they're not alone.
The theme that we kind of came up with, and it was partially Darian's idea, but also just kind of grew out of conversations, was the idea of like resolution, revolution, and remix. Media has been used to create discussion and spark revolutions around the world, but also to help people understand what these things mean. We sometimes have to remix those things and kind of rethink the way that we actually contextualize media and how you guys make media and interact with it. You guys live in an age when there is way more media than there ever has been in the world. And the fact that you can actually create films with your phones and can just upload stuff to YouTube and have your videos potentially be seen by somebody halfway across the world is a pretty revolutionary idea.
Another thing that just came to mind is return. When you send an email, you have the RE to return to the sender. And maybe like adding this element of return to change something or go back to something that was before. And I think the biggest example for me right now is a revival of racism. And for today, I just want everyone to think open-minded about an idea.
I'm not.
Well, you're doing a good job of speaking up, but yeah. We can always take turns in the circle to see who has ideas.
Just do that, like everybody put in their idea, then we all just like combine them.
Youth media is dictated by the general adults who make our media, and we're trying to branch out and make more youth media so that we can have a more unbiased perspective on youth and on inner city, you know, the hood and the ghetto, and all those stereotypes that circulate around TV shows and movies that in the theaters today. So,
what are some forms of
media
that could be used? Yeah,
we could use photography, stop motion. We can use collaging.
Is that when you like take a picture, you take a whole bunch, and then it comes out like a movie?
Pretty much. Or you can, what I was thinking, ripping stuff out of a magazine, like, and using that to create an image.
That would take time, though.
It's actually not that far along.
Can I ask you guys, while we're taping, what does all this mean to you? Like, why? What is the power? What do you get from working in what we call media?
I get, like, from being around all these people, it makes me feel like I'm not shy anymore. Other people do this too, like with the camera and stuff and acting. And when other people do it, it kind of inspires me to do bigger stuff. Like, I have all these plans that I want to do, but in order to do that, someone has to inspire me to do it.
Yeah. Media to me is like getting people aware of what's going on and everything like that.
Media to me is like getting a message out.